This is an exclusive excerpt from the Stuff File program with Peter Anthony Holder.
It was back in June that we last had author Natasha Dean on the show. Back then, we talked about her YA novel, The Signs and Wonders of Tuna Rashad. Well, she's back, partly because she was so much fun the last time she was on, and also because, since Halloween just passed, I thought it might be cool to talk about the Spooky Sleuths series. Now, Natasha joins us via Zoom from Edmonton. Hi, Natasha.
Hello, hello, Peter. Hello, listeners. Thank you guys so much for joining me today, or like, I guess letting me join you. Yes. I'm thrilled to be here.
Thanks for being on the program with us once again. When we spoke to you last time, we talked a little bit about your background from Guyana originally, and these are Guyanese spooky stories or ghost stories. Are Guyanese ghost stories different from what we consider traditional ghost stories here?
Yeah, well, certainly the monsters are different, right? And I'm so delighted with this series because it's like X-Files meets Stranger Things with a Caribbean twist. And so, yeah, like our mermaids are not like the regular kinds of mermaids. We call them fairmaids. They can actually come onto land. When they come onto land, you can tell that they are not human because one hoof is like a deer's foot. And same thing with like some of our witches, right? That they could turn themselves into like dust or powder and slide in through keyholes. And so that's what the series does. It introduces readers, young and old, to monsters they maybe don't know about, and monsters that perhaps they do know, but they're going to know in a really different way because it's the Guyanese take. It's the Guyanese take on these creatures.
What made you decide that you want to create these stories for young readers and bring them into the Guyanese ghost stories world?
Well, because I grew up with X-Files, and I love X-Files, and I love Stranger Things, and Goosebumps too, right? Like all of those kind of spooky, spine-tingling kinds of stories. And I wanted the chance to bring that to specifically with this audience, like six to 12, right? It's a transitional series. But I wanted to do it in a way where the answer is never given. So we have our two characters. We've got Awesome, who is Guyanese, has grown up on these stories. He has just moved to Lionsgate, which is in Washington State. He's absolutely convinced that there are supernatural creatures roaming the town looking to take over. On the other side is his best friend, Awesome, or Rockstar, sorry. And she is really science-based. So she's like, no, I think this is just an experiment gone wild. And so Lionsgate is a research town. Like everybody there are all scientists and they're working on, you know, cool projects. And so every story has a monster, and both of the kids and their friends, they come about it in really different ways. But at the end of it, so just like Awesome and Rockstar, our readers get all the same information. And just like the kids in the story, at the end of a book, readers get to decide for themselves. And I just love that. I love the idea because this is true to life, right? We all get this information, but how we make conclusions is very different. So it's spooky with the scientific method, which just delights my nerdy little heart. So, yeah.
Well, since
that's what inspired me, Peter. I'm a nerd and I love it.
since the readers get to almost decide what's what at the end of the book, have you received notices from readers with thinking about ideas as to where the story is going and in a way that you never anticipated?
No, but I have. Well, the thing I love is that I get feedback from readers saying they couldn't predict, you know, they couldn't quite guess what was going to happen in the end. Like they could follow and they knew, you know, and they were, and I love that, especially with spooky stories, right? You don't want everything to be where as a reader, you're like, well, this thing's going to happen. And then it does. So as a writer, I was really delighted that I kept my readers on their toes.
How many books are in the series?
There are four books in the series and two of them are out right now. So there's book number one, which is The Ghost Tree, which is a creepy tree in the deserted cemetery that seems to be growing at an alarming rate. And it seems also to have power to take over the adults in the town. And so that's book one. And then book two is Beware the Moonlight, where Awesome and his friends have this student teacher who comes in to teach them about the moon, but something seems very, very off with Mr. Man. And so they have to get to the bottom of it. And then the other two books are going to come out in 2023. And they're going to be like the Fair Maids and the Witches. So I'm quite excited about those.
I got to tell you, you would have lost me as a kid because creepy trees really creep me out.
Well, see, but this is like, I grew up in Diana the first 5 years of my life, right? And as a kid, Diana is so amazing. It's so wild, right? Like here in Canada, oh, you're playing and then people tell you, okay, get off, get off the street. There's a car coming. And in Guyana, you go outside to play. And my grandfather would say, no, you can't. And I'm like, why can't I go outside? And he's like, well, because the anacondas are in the sugarcane fields. And that was totally acceptable and normal that there are these giant boa constrictors that wander about. And then as a kid, you grow up with these stories, right? Like there's a bridge where between like midnight and sunrise, you're not supposed to go near the bridge because the philosophy or the idea is that at midnight till kind of sunrise, the bridge and the waters now belong to the water spirits. And if you come up, they will get angry with you and they will like take you down. And same thing with the tree. There's actually a tree in Guyana, which, the Dutch elm tree is what inspired the story. There's a tree, Peter, in Guyana where they think like that it was inhabited by ghosts. They've tried to cut down the tree. Anybody that tried to cut down this tree or take out this tree, something terrible happened to them because they were trying to take out, the government was trying to take out the tree to build a road. And it got a point where, and I can't remember which prime minister was, but basically there's a decree that no one is supposed to touch this tree. And they just built the roads around the tree because it was just, so yeah, I agree with you. I do not go out at night. I'm very respectful of trees and water and anything that goes sort of like bump in the night, keep my feet up, you don't let your feet dangle all over the bed after a certain time, right? So yeah, but it's a lot more fun when you get to write it because you're in control of the monsters.
I have a West Indian background as well. And, grandmothers, West Indian grandmothers, I think by tradition are very religious. And also mine was a practical joker. So, the combination of religion and practical joking and telling stories, you can just imagine the things she told me when I was a child, and then she'd have the nerve to say night, night. It's like, really? There's no sleeping happening tonight. When you first started writing these books, the Spooky Sleuths stories, did you envision them as being a series of books or was it a one-off that just got carried away?
I love the idea of the series. And so this is kind of an interesting thing for my fellow writers who are out there listening. So a lot of times when we're pitching books to agents or editors, what we say is this book is a standalone. However, it can be turned into a series. And so the first book was written and Penguin Random House, Young Readers, who's the publisher, they loved the idea and they loved the book. And they were like, hey, can you give us more? And I was just like, yes, absolutely. I would be delighted because there are so many monsters for me to introduce you to. So that's how the four books came about.
These stories are for everyone in the age group that they're intended for. But do you find that there's a particular interest in people who come from the West Indies or come from Guyana who want their kids to read this because it kind of touches on the lore that they may have grown up with?
Yeah. I think there's a special kind of delight for all of us when we see our culture represented or our experiences represented. So yeah, certainly I think for Caribbean folks and Guyanese folk, there's an extra special delight. And then for non-Caribbean people, like I said, they just it's a delight for them to be able to learn about these monsters that they don't know, and to get a sense of Caribbean culture through the monsters.
Yeah, it's a whole new series and sense of fears, isn't it?
Yes. Good night, sweet dreams. You're welcome. Right.
The book series is called the Spooky Sleuth series, and what are the titles? The individual titles of the book? The first one is the Ghost Tree. You said
the Ghost Tree, and then there is Beware the Moonlight, and I believe book three is Don't Go in the Water, and then book four is Fire in the Sky.
Okay, you've crossed off all my fears. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Peter. Sweet dreams, okay? Yeah.
The Spooky Sleuth series, written by Natasha Dean. Natasha, thank you once again for being on the program with us.
Thank you so much, Peter. Have a day, everyone.
Natasha Dean, author of the Spooky Sleuth series. You can go to my website at thestufffile.com to the page for this show, which is show number 0690, and you'll find the link to Natasha's site, plus links to either Amazon.com or Amazon.ca, where you can order her books directly.
You've just heard an exclusive excerpt from the Stuff File program with Peter Anthony Holder. To hear any or all of the full hour-long shows, visit thestufffile.com. Stuff is spelled S-T-U-P-H. That's thestufffile.com. A presentation of Flying Fish Communications.